So, like, is this working? Yeah? Okay. So, like Mike said, my name is Amanda Newman. I'm rather terrified to be up here. I'd rather be sitting down in the Bean Broker with you and talking to you about all this than standing up here on stage where you can see me really well. So I'm married to Bert Newman. I think you all are pretty familiar with him. And yeah, I'm here just to tell you about my story, what God's done in my life. And so I guess just to start off, I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska. I was born into a family of Nebraska nice people. The focus was being good. And my parents grew up in church, and I grew up in church. I mean, I even remember times my mom, like, dropping me off at Sunday school and then coming to pick me back up. Like, she didn't go into church or whatever. And we always sat in the back because we didn't want to be seen in the front. And, yeah, so I have a mom and a dad, and they're still married. It's something that's been really cool in my life is that my parents are their only siblings that haven't even considered divorce. All of my aunts and uncles have either been very close to divorce or have been divorced multiple times. And so that's just a really cool thing that even though my parents, I don't think they're saved, but they still fight for their marriage, and that's just really cool. I have a younger brother. He's 3 years younger than me, and we have fought our entire life. I am the reason he got stitches. And yeah, we basically have just never gotten along. Talk about being opposites. Well, we are complete and total opposites in every way. He has all the athletic ability. He has all the annoying ability, I believe. That's what I always tell myself. But yeah, so I grew up in a family where, like, church stayed at church. We went to church, but that was Sunday. Like, we prayed before Easter meals with all the cousins and everybody, and we prayed before Christmas meals. And but it was just, the focus was being good. And so I grew up being good. The teachers loved me because I turned my homework in time. I was helpful. I tattled. I, you know, like, was the teacher's pet, and I just was good, and that was my focus. And then after Katrina, we were at church, and they were taking a mission trip down to, like, offer some help after Hurricane Katrina, and I went down. And after that, I got involved with the youth group at our church. And so this was when I was a sophomore in high school. There's not a whole lot of, like, eventful things that happened in my life up until then. I guess, like, the one big thing would be that my brother hated school. And so for a lot of years of my life, most of my middle school and high school life, it was every night was filled with, like, yelling matches just to get my brother to do his homework because he hated school. And so my focus became to be the easy child. School was easy. I stayed out of the way. I got good grades. And I let them battle it out because my brother just wanted to not do school. He wanted to ride a skateboard and do nothing else. And he wanted to have friends and play sports. But taking classes and doing your homework, not what he wanted to do. And so that was, like, really hard for me because I just kind of adopted this attitude of, like, I'm going to be Miss Independent. I'm the older child. I'm easy to get along with. No need to fight with me. School's easy. I'll get a job. No problem here. And then after getting involved with the youth group, I was like, oh, I have friends. This is fun. Because I've always just been someone who, like, never had a best friend. I was just someone who, like, was accepted by a lot of different groups of people. And that's where you could find me hanging out with just about anyone. And people liked me, but they didn't, like, ask me to do things with them. And so I was like, yeah, youth group, people who will be my friends. Because we all come together. And then as a sophomore in high school, in February 2007, I went to my first Dare to Share, which Bert and I take the youth group kids to that every year so far. And that's when I heard Greg Steer get up. And maybe for the first time in my life, someone else might have said it before, but for the first time in my life, I heard it that, you know what, this whole Jesus and God thing, it's not enough just to be good and to be okay with his existence. It's about having a relationship with him. And I was like, oh, wow. And, like, and then they're like, yeah, Jesus can be your best friend. I was like, oh, man, I want a best friend. And, like, if it's God who's my best friend, then he'll never, ever leave me. He'll never, ever hurt me. Like, gosh, who doesn't want this? And so in February of 2007, I, like, gave my life to Christ. I was like, Jesus, I want to be my best friend. I don't know what that means, but I'm in. And so I started that, and, like, I didn't know what I was doing. I knew that something was different about me, but I didn't know what. And I just, like, threw myself into youth group. like, that was fun. I just started to take on leadership. I was really faithful. I've always been someone who wants to be a woman of her word. And if I say I'm going to do something, that's what I'm going to do. And I just, like, took on leadership and took on these roles and made these friends. And then, I don't know. Like, I just knew that I was different. And I started to apply for, like, colleges. And I was looking at Christian colleges. Like, well, I'm a Christian. I want to learn more about how to be a Christian. So let's go to a Christian college. And then one day I'm sitting in band. Yes, I was the band nerd. And the school counselor walks in. It's not even my school counselor. I went to a big enough school in Omaha that, like, you got assigned a school counselor, and there's, like, 10 different ones. So I didn't even know this counselor, and they're pulling me out of band. And I'm like, okay, what did I do? And he's like, you've been offered a scholarship for Wayne State College for half tuition for 4 years. And I was like, I didn't apply for this. Like, my mom made me apply for Wayne. Like, that is number two on my, like, don't want to go there list. And UNO the first. I'm like, who wants to stay in Omaha their whole life? Not this girl. And so I was like, what? And then I was like, okay. So I had to, like, talk to my parents, and I was like, Wayne's offering me this scholarship. I could leave college debt free, and getting an elementary education degree isn't like making the big bucks post college to pay off my loans. And so, like, I decide to go to Wayne, and I was like, what am I doing? Like, my aunt lived in Wayne. We visited Wayne in the summers. Like, Wayne is the same size as Shatter. And I'm like, what? Like, why am I here? And before I knew it, I was grabbed into this campus ministry called Crew, and I met them through playing Ultimate Frisbee, and I just got involved in this Christian community, and instantly they were discipling me. There was these people who were older than me, and they were like, come be in my Bible study, and like, let's go to the basketball game together, let's go to the football game together, let's do everything together. And like, college is the time that God just showed me what it meant to, like, really follow him through these people that I met and through these women that were a part of my life. And then I met Bert there. We got married. It was great. And just, like, to have even Bert in my life and that spiritual leader, like, even as we were friends and I was really hung up on this guy, and that's how we met, is that I really, really liked this other guy, and then Bert and I became friends over that. And he, like, just walked me through, like, Jesus has to be your everything. Like, this guy, no, you know? And, like, he was just there for me, and just time and time again, like, God showed me, like, himself and what it meant to really follow him. And then we moved to Shattern after we got married, and we worked at a camp, then we moved to Shattern, and just, like, I can't tell you how much, like, in this life I've grown from doing ministry and from seeing people change. And I guess, like, just the big idea for all of it for me is I've had these really pivotal moments of these relationships that I really, really cared about that have gotten broken between me and my parents, between me and my brother, between some friends in high school, between some friends here in Shattern, even in the 2 years or the 3 years we've been here, that have left me in tears and completely broken and just feeling totally useless. But I've seen that, like, that is the hole in my heart, that, like, I do want to love people so desperately, and I want them to love me back, that I try to use them to fill the place that Jesus should, that he is my satisfaction. And he has been relentless in that. He's been relentless in telling me, no, just me. Like, this is where you're satisfied. This is where, like, you get your acceptance and where you get your fulfillment. And he has been completely and utterly relentless with me. And I'm rather aggressive and stubborn. If you don't know me, you'll quickly find out. And he has been just so loving but relentless with me. And I know I have a lot more I could obviously say, but I just wanted to end it with that, of that, like, we all have these things that we try to use to fill us with and to make us feel satisfied. And for me, it's been, I've had these broken relationships, so then I get scared to love, and then I feel like I love someone, and then I get let down. And but God's been relentless in pursuing me and showing me that, like, his love is what matters, and that me loving him and serving him, pursuing him, is what brings me joy and satisfaction. And, like, it's hard to be obedient, it's hard to be surrendered, but that's where the most joy comes into my life, and not when I feel like I'm accepted and loved by these people. And I just have, like, 1 minute of a song I wanted to play that just, it's a song that really spoke to me in college, and it's a song that continues to speak to me in my life, and just reminds me of God's relentlessness.
You won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours. You won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours.
I'll set you as a seal upon my heart, as a seal upon my arm. For there is love that is as strong as death, jealousy demanding as the grave, and many wars.